As I predicted last week, we were at last able to get our new Audio Vault computer automation system up and running, with thanks to a lot of people here, but especially our consulting engineer Joby Sprinkle from Charlotte, assisted by George Scheibner, Lan Nichols, and others. The irony of systems like this is that ordinarily listeners are aware of them only when they misbehave, as the old system recently did in a massive way. In fact, it failed. But the new system will give us extra capabilities for producing and distributing content in new ways and provide extra backup in case of failure. Thank you all, and well done. On now to this week's feedback. Concerning classical HQR, listener Jerome wrote, "We always support WHQR, but I'd like less talk and more music on WHQR Classical." Anonymous wrote, "Thanks to Bob Workman for playing Pavarotti's unbelievable performance from Rossini's William Tell. I'm a big, longtime Rossini fan, but had never heard that before. That's why I listen to WHQR. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Listener John wrote, "I know Garrison has retired, but I hope we have not discontinued Prairie Home Companion. I listened this weekend to The Thistle and Shamrock and the other program on Sunday morning and was very disappointed. Can you fill me in?" I wrote to John that our decision not to continue with Prairie Home was based on a couple of factors. For one thing, Garrison's replacement, mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiel, will not be on board until October. Second, Chris will only provide 13 new shows for all of next year, and that for almost the same price stations were paying for Garrison. On a per-hour basis, that was already an expensive show for us, especially with uncertainty about the audience. It's not entirely clear how much of the new show will be Chris and how much will be repeats of Garrison. In either case, Prairie Home throughout its history has been built on the personality of Garrison Keillor and no one else. No matter what, it just can't be the same show as before. I know that this is a disappointment to Prairie Home fans, but Garrison had a lot of good decades on the air, and I'm glad it meant something to you. Listener Nikki wrote, "I listen on the way to and from work in Jacksonville. I listen most of the time in the car. I love Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Fresh Air, the morning programs. I can't remember all the names. I even enjoy the BBC News Hour." Thank you. Listener Howard wrote, "A great change. Two stations. Phil Fury is one of my favorites. Can he be on more often?" Listener Bob wrote, "Is there any discussion of increasing the power of 92.7 at any point in the future? It would surely increase donations." For Bob, 92.7 is broadcasting at its maximum possible power, 250 watts. Technically, it's licensed by the FCC as a translator, not a full power station, rebroadcasting our HD2 all-classical signal. We hope to be able to relocate the previous 96.7 to a new location, which will benefit eastern Brunswick and western New Hanover counties. Stay tuned for that. Betty Bauerice wrote, "Thank you, WHQR, and Rachel Lewis Hilburn for a thoughtful and educational Coastline program recently on gender. I thought I understood the complexities of gender identification, but I learned so much. Thank you for providing this wonderful service to your listeners." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.